All right, we rolling? Good. I'm ready to get the show on the road here. So this is something of a continuation of the previous edition of Stating the Obvious, number 106. And it's somewhat not. This is something I really, really want to fucking talk about and go into depth on. And that is belief sets. Because I think an understanding of belief sets and where they come from and how they contribute to statism is incredibly important. I think this is key. I think belief sets are as key to freedom and liberty as the non-aggression principle is. You can scream and shout with all your might. And you can scream and shout and whine and cry and disagree with everything I'm about to say. You can shove your opinion up your ass, however, that way your head will have something to keep it company. Either you are wrong or I am right. And don't forget, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility, you are wrong and I am right. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you all. I am the Great One himself. And this right here is Stating the Obvious, brought to you by the Cynical Libertarian Society, CYNLIBSOC.com. Stating the Obvious is the weapons platform from which I launch the cruise missile, the nuclear-tipped cruise missile of my intelligence. The glass is always breaking. What's with the breaking glass? The cruise missile that seeks out and destroys stupid motherfucking statists. And when there are surviving statists running away from the rubble, we mow them down with the M60 machine gun. Alright, the website is CYNLIBSOC.com. The email address, if you want to contact us here, is God, that's God, G-O-D, dog spelled backwards, God, at CYNLIBSOC.com. In the control room is the lovely and adorable Randy. Today is the 17th of July? Yes, 2012. Dates become so meaningless. So meaningless to me. And of course, the theme song for Stating the Obvious is You Know I'm Right by David Gilmour off his 1984 album About Face. It's a song he wrote about me. All right, let's get into this. I wasn't necessarily going to do another edition of Stating the Obvious today on the heel of those two. However, a bunch of things happened today. My brain was working. Randy and I were talking about stuff, and it came up, and I just said, no, look, I really need to do this. Sorry, that's me getting distracted. There is a shiny object over there. Belief sets. I want to talk this entire episode about belief sets. And I want to explain what I mean about belief sets, where they come from, and why they are dangerous. If we, those of us who believe in freedom, real freedom, not like freedom to kill people in foreign countries with flying robots or freedom to make laws telling other people what they can ingest into their body, you know, or freedom to hate other people because of their skin color or whatever. Not that kind of freedom that those of you who are statist believe in, but those of us who believe in real freedom, if we are going to achieve this, you know, the two principles that are going to get us there are the non-aggression principle and property rights. But we can't get there without overcoming the stupid people around us. The people I refer to as the statist, or the people I refer to as the 99%. Those people, we have to understand them. We have to understand why. And you know, I say this often, and people think I'm trying to be a Republican when I say this. I'm not. I mean, you know, the people around us who hate freedom. The people around us who hate other people's freedom to do what they want. You know, those of you who are statist, who hate other people's freedom to own a business and allow people to smoke a cigarette in there. Those of you who hate another person's freedom to get an abortion. Those of you who hate another person's freedom to get married. You know, those of you, I mean, here in Fort Collins, we have a law that says you can't have more than three unrelated people living in the same house. You know, those of you who hate the freedom of people to choose where they live and who they live with. Yeah, here in Fort Collins, the city passed a law banning the medical marijuana dispensaries in the city limits. You know, those of you who hate the freedom for somebody to start a business providing marijuana to people who need it for medicinal reasons, and those of you who hate the freedom of people who need marijuana for medicinal reasons to have access to that marijuana. Okay, I'm not talking about hate freedom like Republicans say whenever you disagree with them. That's not the kind of hating freedom I'm talking about. I'm talking about the 99%. I'm talking about virtually, literally 99 out of 100 people in the United States of America right now, the kind of freedom hating that you do, that kind of freedom hating. Whether you're a left-wing statist or a right-wing statist, you are a statist and you hate freedom. All right, what does that have to do with belief sets? Belief sets are why you hate. They're part of why. All right, let me just shut the fuck up because that was like the most long-winded introduction. Well, not that I've ever done because God knows there's nothing. There's only one thing I love better than the sound of my own voice. Right, exactly. All right, belief sets. What do I mean by a belief set? For those of you who are statists, for those of you in the 99%, you have belief sets. You have a giant set of beliefs that tells you what your worldview is. And your belief set is given to you by the state. And your belief set is extremely predictable. Right now, in the United States of America, the state allows people to have one of two belief sets. You get to have the right-wing Republican belief set, or you get to have the left-wing Democrat belief set. Now, what a belief set means is, let's use the example. The idiot that I exchanged a couple of comments with on YouTube about global warming made this assumption that because I don't believe in global warming, which I don't, therefore I am opposed to clean energy. Because that is a belief set that's given to him by the liberal Democrats. The belief set says, if somebody does not believe in global warming, that person is also opposed to clean energy. And that person supports the oil corporations. And that person supports all the other corporations. And that person hates women. And that person is anti-abortion. And that person hates children. And that person is racist. And so you can do this forever. The other side has theirs as well. You know, if you say to a person with the right-wing belief set that you think homosexuals should be able to get married. You know, okay, so then they think that you hate capitalism and that you are an atheist. Randy, for those of you who don't know, for those of you just now tuning in, Randy is a right-wing statist. I let her slide on that sometimes, occasionally, not never. So we argue a lot. Randy, what other stupid fucking assumptions do you make about people? Mm-hmm. Right? All right. Anyway, don't stop. She's trying to distract me. All right. The point is, you have your belief sets. If I sit down and I make a list of 20, shall we say, key topics like abortion, global warming, you know, capitalism, you know, whatever. I haven't actually made this list. This is one of the things I actually intend to do at some point. If I make a list of 20 key topics and I give that list of 20 key topics to 100 people and I say to each of them, write down briefly where you stand on any five of these key topics, and then I collect those, I guarantee you that I can predict with almost perfect, with 95% accuracy, I can predict where people stand on the other 15 topics that they did not put anything down. Because I guarantee you, as much as you think, and you don't think, you're a statist, you're the 99%, and we're going to come to that, as much as you think for yourself, you don't. And I mean what the fuck I'm saying. I say what I mean what I say. I've said that 100 billion times. You do not think for yourself. Your beliefs, the things you think are right and wrong, good or bad, these are not things that you have sat down and that you have thought about. These are things that you have been told to believe by the state. When you support Obama murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots, that's not because you've sat down and you've really gone through a process, a philosophical reasoning process, where you've asked yourself, should the president be killing people in foreign countries? You know, should we be killing these people in this country? Should we be doing this? Should we be doing that? Have I defined my terms? No, you haven't done that. Obama came on TV and he gave a speech and he said, we have to kill people in Afghanistan because they hate our freedom. And you believed it. Okay? Hearing something on TV and mindlessly believing it without analyzing it is not thinking. That is not thinking. The state gives you your belief system. You do not think and arrive at it. I want to digress for a moment. God for fuck. No, that would never happen. Hold on, I need coffee. Yeah, that would never happen on this show. I would never digress. When I say the state, let's elaborate slightly on the oh, I was looking at my notes. I thought it said unicorns. I'm like, how the fuck did unicorns get on my list? That's hilarious. Yes, unicorns are part of the state. I want to talk about the state for a moment. When I say the state, what do I mean by the state? The state is the government. The state is, that's me dropping my notes on the floor. Take two. The state is the government. The state is the corporations. The state is the unions. The state is the military. The state is the police. The state is the education system. And the state is religion. All of these things together compose the state. Okay, it's not just the government. It's not just the corporations. That's where those of you in the 99% are so fucking wrong and so fucking stupid. And this is why, even though I look, for example, at the idiots in Occupy Wall Street, and they've identified valid problems, but I can't ally myself with these morons because they don't understand what the solution is. They think the solution to the state is more state, and it's not. The Tea Party has identified valid problems, but I can't ally myself with these people intellectually because they believe the solution to the state is more state, and they're stupid. So how does the state provide you with your belief set? Well, through the government. You know, the government makes laws, and people out there go, well, that's against the law. It must be wrong. Because for a lot of people, that's reasoning. If something's against the law, it must be morally, ethically wrong. The state tells you what your opinions are, what your belief set is, by every time some politician gives a speech, every time Obama stands up there and goes, we have to kill brown people in Afghanistan because they hate our freedom. You know, you believe it. Which was odd, because when Bush said that, he was a liar, but when Obama says it, it's not true. And then, of course, for the other group, the right-wing statist, when Bush said that, it was true, but now that Obama's saying, I have not seen personally any right-wingers who are opposed to the war. Imagine that. Okay, anyway, right-wingers opposed to killing people. Wow, imagine that. All right, that'll never happen. Anyway, the government is part of the state. The government tells you what to believe. The government gives you your belief set in the form of speeches. The government gives you your belief set in the form of what it makes against the law. And the government gives you a belief set simply in the sense that there are, you know, some things, if you don't do X, or if you do do X, or you don't believe Y, or you do believe Y, or whatever, you will end up being imprisoned, or you will end up being killed. And so even though you may have some kind of doubts about some things, you're never going to express those doubts, because you know that to do so will incur the wrath of the government. And if you have any sense at all, you know, you don't want to die. I mean, as I've said before, I pay my income taxes. Why do I pay income taxes? It's not because I enjoy funding the murder and the imprisonment and the rape of other human beings. I pay my income taxes because I know that if I don't, the government, acting on behalf of the state, will kill me. And it's that simple. The state is the corporations. The corporations tell you what your belief systems are, what your belief set is, through their commercials, through their products, by controlling what you have access to. Perfect example of this is Google. Google, I know many of you, Google is, like I've said before, I say it again, Google is the cult for people who cannot afford to be members of the Apple cult. Google tells you what to think. Everybody looks for stuff on Google. The idea that the Google search results are random is nonsense, or that they're like unbiased is a better way of putting it. I'm not going to say they're random. I mean, if you type in red truck, you're not going to get, you know, blue boat. Google, through their search engine, controls the information that you get back. Google spies on you. They read your email. I use Gmail. I know good and well they're reading my email. I use Google Voice. They listen to my voicemail messages. They take this information. They use it to find out about me and send advertising in my direction. They take that information. They sell it to other corporations. The corporations see what you're doing and they pound you with advertising and bullshit in order to control your belief set. They put out press releases to control your belief set, to modify it. The corporations are a source of your belief sets. Unions. I understand what unions are supposed to be in theory. And if it being in a union is voluntary, I'm fine with it. But the unions, the big unions, they're not voluntary, and they are essentially political organizations. They take your money, they funnel it into campaigns for politicians. Unions tell its members how to vote. Unions speak for the members without giving a shit what the members want. Unions tell you what your belief set is going to be. The military, I was in the military. In the military, you are to a large extent told what your belief set is. The military, contrary to what people think, the purpose of the military, in theory, is supposed to be to kill people and break things. The purpose of the military nowadays is to, well, it's still killing people and breaking things, but it's killing people and breaking things that are not attempting to invade the United States of America. And so as the military, when you've got a bunch of people and you're taking them to foreign countries, and in those foreign countries you're sending them out to kill people who have not done anything to aggress against the actual person in the military who's going out to kill them, you have to brainwash the people in the military with a certain belief set. Because normal, non-brainwashed people who don't have belief sets, when you went to them and said, here, I want you to take this rifle and just go out and randomly shoot people, okay, a normal person is going to be like, fuck you. Why would I do that? Why would I, right now, as a anarcho-capitalist who believes in the non-aggression principle, why would I get a rifle, go to Afghanistan, and shoot somebody that I have never had an interaction with in my life? What, because they hate freedom? Really? I mean, really? And that bullshit works for the 99%. What? Wait. Because Obama told me to? And that bullshit works for the 99%. Okay, a normal, non-insane human being who can think for himself will not do something like go to a foreign country and murder somebody that he's never had any interaction with before. You have to brainwash people with a belief set to get them to do that. The police. The police are part of the state. You fuck with the police and they can take everything you have. Remember, if the police even suspect that the money you have might have come from the sale of drugs, or if you're going to use that money to buy drugs, they can legally confiscate that from you. And of course, the police can, any money at all can be used to buy drugs. Therefore, the police can easily confiscate any money you have. The police can take anything you have, including your life, anytime they want to, without any repercussions whatsoever. As part of the state, the police shape your belief system. You have to let the police shape your belief system, because if you don't, they will kill you. They can kill you, and they will kill you, and they will get away with it. The education system gives us a belief set. I've been to college. I've been to more than one college. I shockingly enough, I like learning. I like college classes, but I don't believe all the bullshit I hear in there. College, I can spend hours and hours talking about the idiot shit that I have heard in college classrooms. And it's this idiot shit that shapes people's belief systems, that gives them their belief sets. Example, in one class, I'm going to condense these stories a lot. The teacher said that drugs have always been illegal. And there are people in there, little 18 and 19 year old children, who are just as stupid as the sun is hot, who are hearing this shit coming out of the teacher's mouth, and they're believing this. And those in their belief set, drugs have always been illegal. Okay, they can't question this. Wait, drugs have always been illegal. So you're saying that when the dinosaurs were roaming the earth, drugs were illegal? Or if you're a creationist, so like God made Adam and Eve, and then he made drugs illegal. Okay, a belief set comes from when the state, be that state, be it the unions or the corporations or the military or the police or the education or your religion or the government, whatever arm of the state, the arm of the state says something. The arm of the state presents you with some piece of information, such as, they hate our freedom, or drugs have always been illegal, or God hates fags. The state presents you with a piece of information like one of those, or any of the billions more examples that I can come up with, and you don't question it. You don't think about it. You don't say, wait, let's define our terminology. God hates fags. Okay, what is God? Let's define God in detail. Then you define God. So would this God, as it's defined, and I'm not going to go into the definitions now because we don't have time for that, but we define God. So would this God, as it's defined, would this God hate? I mean, stop right there. Would this God hate? Regardless of who this God is hating, would this God hate? And then would this God hate fags? Why would this God hate fags? And this, just that right there, just answering those questions right there, can literally, if two people sat down to discuss that, could literally take hours of discussion and thinking. Drugs have always been illegal. What do you mean by drugs? I have right now in my hand, I'm about to take a drink, coffee. Caffeine is a drug. So is that illegal? What do you mean by drugs? We have to define drugs. Have always been, there's a nice phrase, have always been. Wow. That's both encompassing and nebulous all at the same time. When you say that drugs have always been, what the fuck do you mean by have always been? Dinosaur days? Before the sun even formed? What about prior to the Big Bang? And then illegal. We know what illegal is, actually. Illegal means that it does not benefit the state. And so if you engage in that activity, the state will murder you. Illegal is easy. Okay. And this is where your belief set comes from. Your belief set as one of the 99% comes to you because the state says something and you do not question it. Where the hell are my notes? I have notes. We're going to see how I can snap. Randy, how are we on time? Jesus fucking H Christ on a stick. I am the most long-winded motherfucker on the planet. Actually, that's not true. That's not true. I'm Ben Stone over at badquaker.com is more fucking long-winded than I am, I think. That's what I'm going to tell myself anyhow. All right, so let's see. I did that. All right, I did that. Stand by. Hold on. Okay. All right, I'm back. Sadly for some of you. Some people out there were going, wow, that was the best 3 seconds of this podcast I've ever heard because that motherfucker finally shut the fuck up. All right. Hold on. All right. I'm trying to decipher my notes. Unicorn is not on this particular page of notes. All right. Belief sets. How do belief sets, we know what a belief set is now. A belief set is where the state says something and you believe it without thinking about it. How do belief sets support the state? How do belief sets keep the state in power? Why do belief sets mean that, certainly within my lifetime, in the United States, we will never have freedom. We will never be free from the state. Here is why belief sets are important from the perspective of the state. If you and I are trying to have a conversation, or if you and I need to interact with each other, we have two options. We can utilize belief sets, or we can actually communicate with and attempt to understand each other. Now, I'm trying to think of a really good example of this. I should have put a little effort into thinking about a decent example before we started recording, but, you know, God forbid I should actually ever plan ahead, right, Randy? It's your fault because... Wait, oh my God, I'm a genius. See, here it is, right now. Randy and I could, at this point, have a rational, intelligent discussion, not on the podcast, but we could stop and we could discuss, you know, before we go into record, how many notes need to be had. And in a case like this, if I'm going to try to give very specific examples, you know, do I have a specific example in each case where I'm going to need it? Have I planned this out sufficiently so that the podcast will be coherent and well-paced as opposed to me, you know, sitting around with my thumb up my ass trying to think of something off the top of my head, which turns out in retrospect not to have been a very good analogy. See, now Randy and I can sit down and we can define all of the terms and all of that, like what is a good analogy versus a not good analogy, you know, time frames, all sorts of, we can define all of these terms, we can nail down all of these concepts, and then we can spend time understanding each other's perspective, and then we can work together to come to a solution, right? We can do that, or we can utilize belief sets. I can look at Randy and I can go, Randy, who did you vote for in the last election? You voted for McCain. That means you hate women. And that means that you are against abortion, and that means you bomb abortion clinics, and that means that you hate fags, and that means that you think fags shouldn't be allowed to get married, and that means that you think fags are going to burn in hell, and that means that you believe everything in the Bible is literal, and that means that you hate old people, and that means that you want to discontinue Social Security because you want old people to die in the streets, and that means you hate Obama because Obama is black. And I can go on and on and on, because those are the left-wing belief sets about people who have right-wing belief sets. And so by utilizing belief sets, it means I don't have to talk to Randy. I don't have to define my terms. I don't have to seek an understanding of her perspective. I can just sit right here and be a left-wing statist 99%er douchebag, just like most of you out there are, except those of you who are right-wing 99%er statist douchebags. Now, that's how the belief sets work. How does this benefit the state? If Randy and I sit down and we discuss this and we come to understandings and we solve our problems, and we figure out how to cooperate, and we figure out how to understand each other, and we relate to each other, then we do all of those things. We relate to each other, we understand each other, we cooperate, we make the world a better place, we make our lives better, we create value for other people. But if Randy and I instantly hate each other, what does that do? That empowers the state. Because if I hate Randy because of what my belief set about her tells me she is, then what am I going to do? I need the state to step in and regulate her. You know, I know that she hates old people and she wants them to die. So because of that, I need the state to make sure those old people are getting money. So the state needs to tax people. And the state needs to take money from people in the form of taxes and give it to the Social Security Administration. So that means more government employees. And then those government employees have to give some of that money to the old people, just enough to keep them alive so they keep voting. Right? If I hate another person based on belief sets, then I need the government to go in and regulate that person's activities. I need the state to require licensing for what that person is doing. If I have disagreements with another person, which is easy to do, if you just assume things about other people based on belief sets, then you get in confrontations with people. If you get in a confrontation with somebody, then the police become involved. The police can show up and they can kill you if they feel like it, and they can take your money if they think you might be buying drugs, and you can take other people to courts. You can have a disagreement with another person, and you can use your belief sets that tell you that other person is a bad person. I know that because everybody in my belief set says everybody with that person's belief sets are bad. And you can take that person to court, and then the court gets money, and the judge has a job, and the prosecutor has a job, and then somebody goes to prison, and the prisons, which these days are mostly run by corporations, get more inmates. And more inmates means the corporation that runs the prison gets more money from the government, which takes the money from businesses and people who actually work for a living in the form of taxes. And the more you hate another person because of your stupid fucking belief sets that don't allow you to ever think for yourself, the more powerful the state becomes. Because the more you are incapable of communicating with, understanding, and reaching an agreement with another human being, the more that empowers the state. And that is why the state constantly pushes belief sets on you. People who don't believe in global warming, they're deniers. They deny science. They're religious wackos, just like the wackos at Waco. And they're probably raping children, because atheists all rape children, because, and blah, 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 and blah. Wait, atheists rape children? Wait, I got my belief sets mixed up there. Yeah, the point is I need more coffee. Hang on. The point is, belief sets allow you to instantly judge another person. Remember, this is what tolerance, diversity, and open-mindedness are all about. This is why I hate left-wing statist slightly more than I hate right-wing statist. Because as I've said before, and I'm about to say right now, right-wing statists are very honest. Right-wing statists, most of them, again, I'm being general here. Right-wing statists will tell you, God hates fags, and I hate fags because God told me to. They're very open about the fact that they hate people. Left-wing statists hate people, but they pretend they don't. Oh, I believe in tolerance and diversity. Right. Try disagreeing with some fuckwad who believes in tolerance and diversity and see how far that gets you. Belief sets allow you to judge without having information. Judging without information is what helps keep the state in power. Think about this. Your belief set says that it's okay for the government to murder people in other countries. Now, what if people didn't have that belief set? What if the 99% didn't have a belief set handed to them by the state that says the government can tax people, take that money, give it to a corporation. The corporation can then build a weapon, which the government can then give to the military. The military can go to a foreign country and use that weapon to kill another human being that has never lifted a finger of aggression. A finger of aggression, I don't know what that means. Can use that weapon to murder a person who has never initiated aggression against the United States or a citizen of the United States. That is a belief set that 99% of you hold, that sequence of events by the state is perfectly acceptable. You will never question that belief set. And that's what keeps the state in power. If, on the other hand, the 99% questioned that belief set, if they said, wait a minute, we're not going to pay taxes anymore because you're using our tax money to murder people who have not initiated aggression, then the state would collapse. Because the state can't function unless those of you who are slaves willingly do your part. And what keeps you willingly doing your part is your belief sets. So why do you have belief sets? I mean, yes, I've said that you have belief sets because the state gives them to you. Why do you accept the belief sets? If I walked up to you on the street, let's say you're a member of the 99%, I walked up to you on the street and I said, the sun is red and it's square. Now, you might question that. You might think about that. You might disagree with that. You might try to argue with me. Yet when some fuckwad comes on TV and says they hate us for our freedom, or God hates fags, or drugs have always been illegal, when some fuckwad says that to you, some fuckwad who represents some arm of the state, when some fuckwad says that to you, why do you mindlessly accept that shit? And please, 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 don't fucking try to pretend you don't mindlessly accept it. Don't give me this shit about how you're informed because you watched a video on YouTube or some shit like that. Listen to me, fuckwad. Unless you adhere to the non-aggression principle, you are not intelligent, you are not informed, you are not thinking, you are not analyzing. You cannot possibly tell me that you think about things and that you've managed to come to the conclusion that God hates fags, or that you think about things and you've managed to come to the conclusion that drugs have always been illegal. You can't tell me that you actually think about things and you believe that they hate us for our freedom. You cannot tell me that you can actually think and that you have actually thought about things and that prohibition against drugs is actually going to reduce drug use. You cannot have belief sets like those and think. Do not Do fucking not. You can't have a belief set that says anybody who doesn't believe in global warming must be opposed to clean energy. You cannot have a belief set like that and be capable of thinking. Okay? You can't. You cannot. So don't fucking tell me that you think. Where the hell was I? So the question is, why is it when the state feeds you some line of bullshit to shape your belief set, why do you mindlessly accept this without any analysis, without any thinking, without any questions, without defining terminology, without seeking to understand? Why do you do this? There's two reasons. One of them is because you don't think. The other reason is because you can't think. Let's break these down. You don't think. Why don't you think? Part of it is because, trying to read my notes. Hold on. Unicorn. What is unicorn? No, I'm kidding. There's no unicorn. You don't think. Part of the reason you don't think is because you choose to spend time when you could be thinking doing what are more important activities, such as watching television. I mean, after all, Dancing with the Stars is very critical. If you didn't catch the latest episode of Grey's Anatomy, the world would collapse. Playing video games. Sure, why not? I might as well say it. Downloading pornography on the internet. You know, this is the kind of thing that there's time in your life when you could be thinking about things. Instead, you choose to spend that time doing stupid shit. Now, am I saying you should never watch television? Of course not. I'm an Aristotelian. I'm a big believer in moderation. You know, watching no television whatsoever, I'm not going to necessarily say that's bad for you, but it's an extreme. Watching television all the time, it's extreme. You watch a little bit of television now and then, it's fine. Right? Playing video game now and then, it's cool. Downloading some porn on the internet every once in a while, that's fine. But you look at the amount of time people spend, you know, fucking around on Facebook. That's the same thing as downloading porn, I'm pretty sure. Fucking around on Facebook, playing video games, watching television. You don't think about bullshit like drugs have always been illegal and they hate us for our freedom. You don't think about those things because you're busy when you have time engaging in mindless activities. Another reason you don't think is because of your diet, because of the food you eat. Now I know what you're... Now, let me explain this one. Let me see if I can make this short. Randy, where are we on time? God damn it, this is going to be a two-parter. I hate when that happens. All right. You don't think because you have a poor diet. Your body is the platform from which your thinking emanates, from which it arises. If the body and the mind, I'm gonna get the words for this in a minute. Hang with me. The body and the mind. I don't want to sound all woo-woo and shit here, but this is a fact. Okay, the body and the mind are interconnected. Where the body leads, the mind will follow. If the body is healthy, the mind is healthy. If the mind is healthy, the mind can think. Okay, if the body is not healthy, the mind, the brain is not healthy. If the brain is not healthy, the mind cannot be healthy. You people eat the shittiest fucking food on the planet Earth. Now, again, Aristotelian here, middle path, moderation. I'm not saying that I've never eaten a fucking Oreo cookie in my life. I'm not saying that I can't tear into a box of ice cream, okay? I'm not saying that occasionally I don't eat a fucking Twinkie. Actually, I don't eat a Twinkie, but it's a good expression. But you people are eating these shitty diets composed of processed food and MSG and high fructose corn syrup and Diet Coke and potato chips and all this wheat-based shit like bread that is absolutely nasty and disgusting and has no nutritional value. Here's a hint for you. If you're eating something that comes out of a box, it's not real food. If you're eating something that anywhere on the label says that it's enriched, think about this for a minute. If what you're eating is healthy, if it, what you're eating is nutritional, if what you're eating is actual food, then why does it need to be enriched? Do I want to... I don't have time. We've already decided it's going to be a two-parter. Fuck it. Vegans and vegetarians. Oh, you people are so fucking stupid, especially you goddamn vegans. All right. I just got that out there. Now we'll try to circle back around so we can pick that up. And talking about deniers. I love it when vegans say shit like, humans were not designed to eat meat. So first of all, you're denying evolution, which has, despite what you want to think, shown that humans in the past eat meat. Meat is one of the foods that was available to us. As humans were evolving, the foods that were available to us are fruits, vegetables, leafies, green leafies, lettuce, stuff like that, nuts, and of course, meat. There was no grain available. There were no bread trees available. Breads and grains and all this stuff is not natural human food. And they're sure as fuck, when human beings are not evolving, there was no goddamn MSG, there was no high fructose corn syrup, and there was no motherfucking Diet Coke. Okay, so when you're putting that shit into your body, you're fucking your body up. When you're not putting the shit in your body needs, like fruit and vegetables and meat. Yes, vegan fuckwads, meat. Dead fucking animals. When you're not putting that shit into your body, when you're not putting good food into your body, you're fucking your body up. When you put the good food in your body, when you give it meat and fruits and veggies and greens and nuts. Yeah, I said nuts. When you're giving your body good food, your body becomes healthy. And then when you go out and when you exercise, like I did this morning, when you go running, when you go out and ride a bicycle, when you're in the fresh air, when you're in the sun is not your enemy. Oh my God, there's sun outside. We're gonna get skin cancer. Humans evolved outside in the fucking sun. Sun is not poisonous. When you're out there in the sun, and the fresh air, and the sun is hitting your skin, and you're inhaling fresh air that's not recirculated in a fucking building as you're sitting in front of your television, and you're moving your body, and you're getting visual and auditory stimulus, and the wind is blowing, and you're running down the trail, and your blood is pumping, and you've got a fucking steak, and some eggs, and a orange in your stomach, and everything is going right, your body is healthy. And then you go home and you do a little bit of yoga and you stretch, and then you meditate for a little while, and the brain and the body, and they come together, and everything's in harmony, and you can think very clearly. And so when somebody comes to you and they say some shit like, drugs have always been illegal, or they hate us for our freedom, or God hates fags. When somebody says something to you like that, which is absolutely fucking stupid, you can recognize it as being stupid. Because your mind is working the way it's supposed to work, and you can think clearly. But you fuckwads, you vegans and you vegetarians, and just generally you people who don't eat healthily, healthily, that's a new word. And your body chemistry is all out of order. I've known some vegans, they're all... I don't want to say they're obese, but they're all chubby, because none of them exercise. Because that's the thing that you think, well... First of all, you think you're better than everybody else because you don't eat animals. But then you think, I'm a vegan. I'm healthy. I don't need to exercise. So not only are you starving your body by not giving it proper nutrition, but you're not exercising your body by pushing it beyond its limits, by getting the blood flowing. All you're doing is sitting around fucking eating your carrots and telling other people on the internet via Facebook how morally superior you are to them, while at the very same time you're supporting the state. Specifically, you're supporting Hussein Obama, who is murdering people in foreign countries with flying robots, and you think you're morally superior to me because you don't eat animals. Eating animals is bad. Murdering people, perfectly okay in your world. And this is the point. If you ate some fucking real food, and if you got some exercise, and if you meditated a little bit, you'd be able to make the mind-body connection, you would be able to think, and you would recognize that you're a dumb fuck. You can't recognize you're a dumb fuck because you're a dumb fuck. Catch 22. You don't think. Yeah, see, I know we're almost out of I hate it when we're almost out of time. I think I'm finished with that. I offended vegans, which is good. I love to fucking piss on a vegan anytime I can. I hate vegans because they're so stupid. Oh, I know, I forgot. Yes, when the fucking stupid vegans say humans aren't designed to eat meat. Okay, first of all, you're denying evolution in the sense that you don't think our ancestors ate meat. And somehow or another, like, if our ancestors weren't designed to eat meat, why would they have eaten the fucking meat? I mean, most animals, and this is animals, and humans are animals. Animals don't eat food, quote unquote, that isn't food for them. For example, you don't see an animal, you don't see an anteater eating vegetables because an anteater doesn't get nutritional value from vegetables. Animals can figure out what is food and what isn't food. Our ancestors knew the fucking difference between food and not food. If meat was not food for humans, they wouldn't have fucking eaten it. Second of all, when you stupid fucking vegans say that humans aren't designed to eat meat, you're denying evolution because humans were not designed. Humans evolved. When you say humans are not designed to eat meat, you're implying that there is a designer. That is a theological argument. Now, this is where you say, but that's not what I mean. And this is where I say, I don't give a fuck what you mean. That is what you said. This is why it is important to define your terms. You use the word designed. The word designed is a term. It has a meaning. If you're going to fucking argue with me and you don't define your terms, I'm going to fucking define your terms. And when you say that humans aren't designed to eat meat, you are saying that humans were designed. To be designed implies a designer. I'm always right. God damn it, how many fucking times I have to tell you fuckwads that. Alright, yes, there's going to be a part two. God damn it, I'm wrong. Hey, this is not even half a page of notes. That's why I don't take notes, because it doesn't really good. It's still completely concise. Concise. Me and concise, we have not been introduced. God@CYMLIBSLC. Send me your fucking hate mail. I will make fun of you on this podcast. That's a promise. If it's good hate mail. If it's just fucking lame hate mail, like, hey, you're an asshole, fuck you. Oh, goddamn, that's so fucking original. That's the best you've got. Oh, wait, you're a statist. It's not like you can think. You can't think. Because right now you're stuffing Cheetos in your fucking mouth and you're sitting in front of the computer looking at Facebook.